Let's come back to our side of the Pacific, where a plane that can really hold a lot has appeared in the skies over Seattle. It's a specially modified 747 cargo jet called the Dreamlifter. It's made by Boeing, and it's huge. But as impressive as this plane is, there are some Seattle residents not happy to see it take flight. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
The first time I saw the Dreamlifter, I almost drove off the road. I was heading south on I-5, past Boeing Field, and there it was, an avocado green monster laboring to get airborne. That's not the Dreamlifter. It's just one of the normal-sized jets taking off from Boeing Field on the day I went back there in search of the green giant. I never found it. The Dreamlifter is elusive. Boeing has only three of them, and a company spokesman refused to tell me when and where I might get a look at another one. In fact, she said Boeing wouldn't even talk about the plane. But that doesn't mean it's gone unnoticed. Raymond Conway sees it all the time.
Right here in my driveway, we're right over the flight path on the takeoff and entry into Boeing Field, and it flies right overhead here. It's ugly and big, kind of like a bratwurst gone bad on the barbecue.
Conway is biased. He's with the Machinists Union at Boeing, and the union absolutely hates this plane. That's because Boeing is using it to outsource a lot of the work on a new airliner, the 787, also known as the Dreamliner. The idea is the Dreamlifter cargo plane will fly whole segments of the new Dreamliners to Washington State for assembly. Fuselages from South Carolina and Italy, rudders from China, and entire wings from Japan. Then workers here at Boeing will snap the pieces together to make the new planes. Charles Hill, a business professor at the University of Washington, saw the Dreamlifter during a recent company tour. He's also not very complimentary about the plane's looks.
It's like a grossly overweight 747. It's really been on a heavy diet.
But he says the Machinists Union is wrong to think of the Dreamlifter as simply lifting away their jobs.
It's not that clear cut. You know, we could say, okay, everything should be made here in Washington State just like it was in the good old days or in Wichita. But if that translates into higher costs, then that means less orders, and that ultimately also translates into less jobs. So it's not a simple equation.
In fact, Boeing says it already has a record-breaking 500 orders for its new passenger jet, even before the Dreamliner's maiden flight. A lot of those orders are coming from the very countries that are contributing parts to the Dreamliner, and analysts say the outsourcing has helped to land those orders. Union workers acknowledge that times are good right now, but Randy Conway still is not looking forward to seeing more Dreamlifters coming in low over his house.
You'll see a lot of them in the air because with 500 airplane orders, they're going to be busy. They're going to be busy flying parts all over the place. And it's a shame that, you know, we couldn't be doing that work here in Seattle and creating jobs for our children so the second generation, you know, could work at Boeing.
The Dreamlifter can't help but become a symbol. To some, it's about the loss of union jobs. To others, it's the airborne expression of a smart business plan. But no matter what it represents, at least it won't be quite so ugly. The green flying pickles, as some have called them, are now being painted white. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.